Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.
Yes, you are listening to The National Obsession, a National League football podcast with me, Charlie Baker, and Dorking What Not Dorking. I know you've had enough of it, John. You don't even like the joke anymore.
Can we start again? I'm sick of it. No, it's fine. It's fine. It's
Everyone
fun.
Knows it's a joke, John.
It's all a bit of fun.
You've committed a lot of your life to talking. We know it's just good fun. And John Cadogan.
Hello.
Here he is.
I'm fine with it, by the way.
People have really dug. People have dug in on it though a little bit, haven't they?
They have a little bit.
And we know you're a big Talkie United fan. This is a Talkie United podcast.
No, never has been.
We did go to Talkie United on Monday, and it was no matter what happens the rest of the season. What a brilliant day that was, John.
It was a fantastic day, wasn't it?
The sun, the sun was shining. It was Maidenhead away, which is absolutely beautiful old school stuff. I don't want them. They're talking about moving from there. I love going Maidenhead.
It was a bit of a dump, to be honest.
Nah, it's great, isn't it? It's exactly what you want.
Why was there a railway shed on like the other side that was seemed to be part of the ground?
Have you never been there before?
No, that was the first time I'd been.
Oh, John, it's the best.
Oh, I thought it was rubbish.
I love it.
Well, because I took my nephew for his first ever Talkie United game, which was fun. You met him.
Imagine that being your first ever game.
He met Gary before the game.
Did he?
Got Gary, met him. He said, "I hope you're a better footballer than your ankle." Thanks, Gary.
Seen the video. I did sing 0800 11 11.
But
at him.
As when we got in the ground, the first thing that he heard at a football match was basically Roger O'Brien walked in behind us and went, "Bloody, this is a bigger shithole than Aldershot." First thing he heard.
They're not shitholes, though.
They have their own charm, don't they?
They're not. They are.
He's on the way out. When we walked on the path behind the stand, this feels very safe, doesn't it?
Well, it's very
rusty screws pointing out of it.
It's about as tight a space as you can get.
I imagine the high winds, half of that isn't there anymore.
If that stadium was not like that, that is the beauty of this division, is that you can go from that to like Wealdstone, which is like just nothing.
Yeah.
And then you can go to like a big, huge stand like Notts County.
Or like brand new one like York City.
And who wants to? I mean, do you want that York City sort of soulless? If it was just going to the York City or a version of the York City Stadium week in, week out, those away days just become nothing.
That is true.
I loved it. There was nothing I liked more than obviously winning 3-1. But seeing the Yellow Army around that corner, proper chanting, proper fans turned up. It was so. I mean, we were so good.
We were brilliant.
It was the whole day was amazing.
I felt so confident. I've never had a more relaxing game.
It was.
I was like, we've got this.
I did start Ole in. That was why.
Yeah,
we
that
let
was
one
immediately
in.
When we scored. Everyone,
sorry about that. Got cocky for a little bit.
This
is the first time I felt sort of in any way confident this season, but. Just the lads look great. Team looks great. Proper team. it's just tinged with that sadness of, oh, this 10 games ago.
If it was just a little bit...
I know it's making it exciting, but I don't want this exciting.
No, it's just, I want to be gateshead. I want to be safe already.
Yeah, I want to be Chomper. I just loved it. It was everything I want from football. It was so good.
Mm.
It was so good. And it did make me go, well, if we do go down, you know, Maidenhead is sort of the level of ground you go to. And you know, I think if we can keep a squad together.
We can definitely go down further than Maidenhead.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, if you can keep a squad together, it might be a bit of fun. You never know. But we might not go down. Believe, John.
We're not going down.
We've got a team.
We're fine.
I think we beat York. I'm quite sure we beat York at home. I think we get something at Chesterfield, and I think we beat Altrincham. I just think that's what happens. And that, what that puts us on is 50 points.
Yeah.
And I think somebody will go down with 50 points. And then it's all down to the last day. It depends on... I think if we beat York, we pull them into it.
And we sort of have to win because Aldershot got Scunthorpe.
We have to. We've got no choice but to beat York.
Yeah.
So, and I think we do.
Yeah.
I think, to be honest, at a canter, I said four games ago, these next five games, we win easily. And we've won four of them.
I might edit this bit out.
What, John?
This feels like tempting fate to me.
There's no fate being tempted. You look at this team. This division this season is utter dog shit.
It is.
It's absolutely crap.
And our team actually looks quite good at the moment.
Our team looks good. And so I just think we are a good team, playing in a certain way. We know what the team is. We've finally got some grown-ups in the squad.
And we finally started crossing the ball into the box.
Get the bloody ball in the box! Get it in there! That's what happened.
It's exactly
what
happened.
Beat your man, cross it in, head it in.
Head it.
Wow.
Bosh. It's a simple bloody game.
Get it in there. Anyway.
I'll only spend every minute of the next 48 hours looking at the table
it's
and thinking about this.
Not helped by the fact that the BBC table is just
on?
Like...
Get your flipping table sorted out.
Out of the air.
Well, I'm cancelling my direct debit. I'm hashtag defund the BBC.
Really?
Get your bloody table sorted out.
Get the table. So I'd have to Google National League table.
I know. I've gone on the National League website.
To stare at it. I made the mistake of looking at the table at Dorking when we... 2-1 up, John. And we were out the rallies.
Yeah.
That
was almost immediately then Kieran Evans got sent
off.
That
was the moment.
That was the moment.
The tide has turned, John, I've told you.
The tide's turned.
The tide turned at Boreham Wood. What a brilliant day. A brilliant day.
It was a great day.
It was lovely to see everyone as well.
Mm,
really nice to see. Well, I didn't see everyone because they were around the corner and I like to stand on that side bit.
Yes.
I didn't see everyone, but...
You saw quite a lot of people.
It's a few people. What a lovely thing. Is that the podcast, John?
No. That's about it,
By the way... Thanks for...
Sorry.
Thanks for all the nice messages about last week's podcast.
Yes.
It was a really good one.
Thank you.
This one won't be as good. But let's carry
on,
John.
We can never live up to
it. All we can do is
It was a fun one.
Do
By
what
this point
this
last week.
Week,
we'd already done Nelson Izaguirre. We'd done Pastel
so
Donata. It already happened.
And nearly earlier on, you said Rusty someone. Rusty... You said Rusty.
Oh, Rusty Nails.
Rusty Nails. And I thought, that would be could have been who does he play
it's
for?
It's not Pastel Donata, though, is it?
Yeah. It's never Pastel Donata, is it? There we are.
So what have we got? Well, look, don't give up on the podcast just yet.
It feels very much now like when Kieran Evans got sent off.
Oh, he's just given up. Sacked it off. Yeah. National League news.
Yeah.
On the way.
Lovely.
Now, we were at Maidenhead.
Mm.
And several people pointed out to us that agent Alan Devonshire.
Yes.
What happened to him? And was this his final,
this was
sort
thing.
Of the final act Alan Devonshire to throw a game against the mighty Gulls?
He comes into play when we really need him.
I watched
the other night Tinker Tailor Soldier Spy.
And the Gary Oldman one?
Gary Oldman
it's good,
one.
Isn't
Very
it?
Very good, yes.
It's quite confusing, I will say
well,
that.
It's
a lot
meant
of terminology.
To be, I think.
And you go lamp lighters and all this sort of stuff. You go, what the hell are you on about?
It's meant to be, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, and I did think, this is very agent Devonshire. So you sit around, you're looking around the National League, wondering who it is, who's the mole, and you realise it's all of them.
Yeah. we'll do that, but just slightly less complex.
Yeah, apparently
the circus.
The version, the BBC version in the 70s, which you would like to defund.
Yeah.
I know you don't like the BBC, so you're going to defund the
BBC.
Yeah,
that's gone.
That, people used to go, well, I've not, like, four episodes in, no one knew what was happening.
Yeah.
Everyone was like, what? No, I don't. Larry Grayson spoke about it. I Googled it.
Oh, really?
The big joke was, well, it's about as clear as Tinker Tailor Soldier Spy, dear.
well, never to Endeavour. Sorry, yes. I'm trying to say to do a slightly less complex version of that with Adrian Allen Devonshire.
Yes.
Roger and Brian.
Oh, they're
already
back.
Mentioned them.
They're
but,
back.
They are up there at Maidenhead.
Because they had some good news, didn't they, John?
They had some good news.
They were at the game.
I saw one of them, as I said, on the way in.
Yeah.
Said it was a shithole. But we'll see what else they had to say because they were both there.
Shit-ole.
Oh, hello.
Is that the next bit?
Yeah, that's it. That was letters from a listener just firing off.
Good.
Of its own accord.
Did the am I right in thinking the National League robot, despite turning to Jesus?
He did have a
Did he get one of the results right? Did he say 3-1 for Torquay United? Did he say
I don't
that
know if he
the...
said that, did he? No, because he only did the Good Friday games.
Oh, right.
So
okay.
He definitely didn't say that.
I thought we'd...
He didn't say much until I think Solihull Moor's Maidenhead was the first one where he sort of stuck it. I think he probably said Southend Maidstone.
Tell you what, if we win Saturday and they lose, Maidenhead are in it.
They're right in it.
Dragged into it.
They looked shit.
They were bad,
well.
I thought.
Absolutely terrible.
Why? If you're Ashley Nathaniel George, Ashley Nathaniel George. If you're him, you're thinking, why don't I, this lad's nice
Can
bunch of lads.
That shit
nice bunch
every
of
week.
Lads. Imagine him being able to beat a player, get it, swing it into Frank Nubley.
In front of.
I know you're saying Nuble. I'm sticking with Nuble.
Nuble.
I'm you sticking with Nuble.
I say Nuble.
Lovely. Go on then.
Yet.
Bit of news.
Right, back to Good Friday. Aldershot 1, Yeovil 1, which is the ideal result, really, for Torquay United. A little draw there, kept them both in it. We should probably talk about Yeovil.
Yes.
Because it's all kicked off there, isn't it? It's all gone wrong.
I was thinking, we haven't chatted about Yeovil very much this season. We have not chatted about Gateshead at all.
We've defunded Gateshead as well.
John. Yeovil, what's gone on?
So the new owner's come in, Matt Ugler.
Lovely, yeah. Ugler.
And so basically him and Mark Cooper hate each other.
Yeah, brilliant.
The manager.
But he won't
fantastic.
Sack him.
Cooper said, oh, I should have left weeks ago, which is always what we want to hear as a fan, isn't it?
So we won't be
like,
a manager,
I don't know why I'm still here.
What am I still doing here? I'd sack me.
And then he basically came out again after Monday's games, having seen Frank Nuble score twice for us, and said, oh yeah, we nearly signed him, we didn't. Now he's doing well for Torquay.
Did he though?
And that wasn't, you know, that
it,
was...
Is that true?
Yeah.
There was a deal on the table.
And his agents would come out and the owners come out and so they're all arguing. So the agent said, yeah, there was a deal and Cooper didn't want him. The owner's saying, yeah, Cooper didn't want him. And Cooper's saying, no, it's the
told
owner.
You.
They're at war.
The tide
so
has turned,
Yeovil
John.
Yeovil are gone.
The tide has turned. Oh,
Yeovil are absolutely gone.
I have not put Yeovil in the equation at all.
Yeah.
At all.
They are a mess.
Gone.
An absolute
regional
mess.
Football.
And Aldershot, they drew 1-1 on Friday. And Aldershot are back in it as well. Vanaramus is coming back to haunt them a little bit, I think.
Yeah, the karma comes through. The Vanna karma.
The Kingsland manager, they're not happy. It's getting legal, apparently. I saw the Kingsland owner said he's getting legal on their ass.
Points deduction is the only...
Sounds like the only
the
sensible,
only
answer,
sensible option.
I think.
I can't believe they came back Monday. And we'll talk about that in a minute.
I know.
Yeah, go on.
They're not. Barnet 1, Bromley 1, which is... God. But to, I mean, honestly,
I know. Who
Barnet
cares
Bromley
about that?
Try getting excited about that. But yeah, obviously both teams up there in a playoffs. Chesterfield 1, York 3, which I think gives us real hope. I mean, this isn't the Torquay podcast, but every result so far has come back to Torquay.
Just go back to Barnet. If Barnet in the playoffs, John, where are they in the league?
They are in the playoffs. Yeah, they are in their fifth.
So imagine if Winter scores against Woking. Oh, oof. We'd all like that though, wouldn't we? In the playoffs.
That would be good.
Winter, last kick of the game, sends Woking out of the playoffs. Congratulations to Woking for getting in
have.
The playoffs.
They've
in
made
your
the playoffs,
first time in your history. Congratulations to you, the Cards, the Cardinals.
First time in your history is a bit pathetic though, isn't
a bit
it?
A pathetic. Grow
that
up.
They've been going.
Grow up. Oh, well, oh, we're Woking. We've had a really good season.
Yeah.
Been just in the top four all season. Grow up.
You're not winning it, so you might as well not bother.
Not bother. Well, you needn't have turned up this whole season.
No, because you aren't going up.
Didn't beat Torquay. 1-1. 1-1 won it at home.
I think we got thrashed at Playmore, didn't we? Quite beginning of the season.
No platform this early season.
really no platform doubt for the last four games, to be honest. Chesterfield won York 3, yeah, which I think gives us real bit of hope for next for Tuesday. Yes. They are beatable, and yeah, great result for York, that.
Yeah.
Dorking won Woking 2, so the King Derby.
Dorking still in it, John, do you think? 49,
I don't think
49
so,
points.
They probably still need
everyone
another point.
Everyone on 49 points is still in it.
I'd say they probably still need at least another win from those final four games, which you
definitely
think they can get. They've given themselves a great chance. But yeah, it's a great...
Who have Dorking got, John?
Do you want me to look it
yes,
up?
Yes, please.
I haven't got it to hand.
Oh, I can look.
Here we go. Dorking have got Altrincham at home on Saturday, Gateshead away on Tuesday, Wealdstone away next Saturday, and then Scunthorpe at home on the final day.
I don't fancy him against any of those.
Really?
Maybe Scunthorpe, but Gateshead, flying Gateshead.
Gateshead are flying. Wilson away, maybe.
Wilson trying, maybe Ultra trying to go
home.
Back
sorry,
on a little
Gene.
Run and try and get back into the
maybe.
Into the playoffs, having slumped since Corey Andrews turned up.
Result of the day from Friday was obviously Halifax 3, Wrexham 1. Nobody, nobody
saw
that coming.
No.
Absolutely. I mean, obviously,
stick that on your GoPro.
Events have overtaken us since, and everything's changed. But at that point on Friday, it looked like, oh my God, Wrexham are going to blow it.
It was
they
an
still
old,
might.
It was an old school Vanarama-ing, John,
oh,
wasn't it?
It was.
It really, really was.
Nobody
you know,
saw that. 1-0 up at half time.
Just when Wrexham thought they were out and clear and gone, we are leaving the Vanarama. I'm afraid it's, yeah, you've got to get it over the line. I remember the Torquay season when we were flying and then we played Maidenhead, I think, on a Tuesday and we lost. We were like 4-0 down at half time. Was that same season or was that a different season?
Was that
season?
The season when we blew it?
Yeah.
Yeah, and that sounds familiar.
We went 3 or 4 down like really quickly and it was like, oh no.
Yeah.
What's this? Dreadful.
Got to get it over the line, haven't you? Gateshead 2, Scunthorpe 0. Gateshead just absolutely on fire at the moment, unstoppable. Nice goal and an assist for Stephen Weir as well. Brilliant.
I know, but he didn't want to come to us, did he? He was crap. Just second time
God,
round.
Rubbish. Notts County 3, Wealdstone 0, which is just an absolute, fine, easy.
It must be so frustrating being... I've been very rude about Notts County fans online this week. I've got into a bit of trouble. But they are a difficult like. But let's just talk what they are. I will say about Notts County, they are a really good team. I think they are the best team in the league.
Well, those two are the best two teams you've probably ever played at this level.
And whoever doesn't go up is desperate. But look, they both might go up. But
at least I think if Notts County can accept it now that they're not going to win it, they can probably regroup
but they might, John.
For the playoffs.
There's loads left in the Vanarama.
I can't
there,
see
though.
Them slipping up again.
They're really good. So they play really good football.
They're excellent.
You know, and you go, oh gosh, but what a shame if Kyle Cameron missed out twice. What a shame. That would be a perennial loser.
That's a shame, isn't it? Oldham 2, Altrincham 2. This is still Good Friday, by the way. Yeah, Oldham were 2-0. Altrincham brought it back from 2-0 down, despite having 10 men. So good result for Altrincham there on the Friday. Sally Holmes won, Maidenhead 1. So that was a last-minute equaliser for Maidenhead.
Mm.
As we've said, they are absolute...
They didn't seem to have anything,
garbage.
John.
I didn't know what they were. They were just nothing. They had Ashley Nathaniel George. That was it.
The wind.
Yeah.
Ashley Nathaniel George... and a sloping pitch. That's all they had.
That's it. A suicidal keeper and two big centre-halves who just spent the whole game like wrestling Aaron Jarvis.
What was the keeper? At one point, their centre-half had... You know that Janet Jackson cover where she's got hands over her bosoms? Have you ever seen that, John?
No.
Well, it's a Janet Jackson album. She's got just like... and. He was just kept holding Aaron Jarvis like at Janet Jackson, doing the Janet Jackson.
Doing the Janet Jackson. Southend 2, Maidstone 0. Maidstone down. Southend just blech. Not a lot going on there. Torquay 2, Eastleigh 0. Massive.
Get in.
Eastleigh doing their absolute best to chuck everything away.
I showed you where I was doing that, John. I was rolling the cricket pitch.
Yes.
And I was only meant to do half an hour, but we went 1-0 up while I was on the roller and I couldn't get off because of luck reasons.
I was playing tennis. The longest game of tennis I've ever had, because between every point I was checking on my phone.
On the roller, rolling the cricket pitch, I ended up doing an hour and 10.
There's no pitch left now. It's gone down into the earth.
It's like a dip.
It's like a long jump pitch now.
I rolled the Maidenhead pitch down into that corner.
And Bournemouth 0, Dagenham 1.
Oh, yeah. lovely.
Quickly through Monday, Altrincham 0, Gateshead 1. So Gateshead just absolutely on fire, unstoppable.
Yeah.
Bromley 1, Boreham Wood 1. Dagenham 0, Chesterfield 1. Eastleigh 3, Aldershot 3. Eastleigh were 3-1 up. Chuck that away second half. So I do just worry that's going to give Aldershot a bit of a pep up into the final.
You think? Yeah, I did think.
Little run in.
Well, look.
Bit of a confidence boost.
This end of the season. Well, this is the thing I like about us.
Every point
counts
as well.
We don't look desperate. We look like we're just in control.
Yeah.
In control. And it's not like just lobbing it in the box and hoping. There's like real... Anyway, look. It's the hope that kills you, John.
Maidenhead 1, Torquay 3. Get in. I don't know if we've
yes.
talked about that enough. Maidstone 0, Barnet 0. Shit result for Barnet. That, absolute rubbish.
Are they still in the playoffs?
Yeah, they're still in the playoffs. But that's a terrible result, really. Scunthorpe 0, Oldham 2. Scunthorpe absolutely given up, which doesn't bode well for Saturday. Woking 1, Southend 1. Wrexham 3, Notts County 2.
Oh,
incredible.
It was absolutely everything. Everything you want from the National League, wasn't
yeah, it?
Yeah,
it was
game.
Balmy.
It was absolutely brilliant and brilliantly called by Adam Summerton.
Adam Summerton.
Who I think is an excellent commentator, John, on BT Sport. And what did we sing to each other on Monday, John?
On Monday, as you just turned to me and went,
Summerton, and the living is easy. Which should be his thing from now on.
Which should be his thing. And I was sort of scrambling to write that down.
Write it down!
As it turns out, it was about 10 seconds worth of content.
That was a lovely
but
thing,
But what
though,
a game.
You know,
absolutely unbelievable. I think Wrexham go on from here and win it.
I think they
wrap it up before the last day.
I don't know.
I don't know
who wins it.
I'm trying to manifest that happening.
There's Janet Jackson.
Oh, there she is. Lovely.
Google it, lads.
Yeah.
And lasses. It's 2023.
Exactly. Yeah, I'm trying to manifest it.
Are you
happening.
That as well?
If
you?
I sort of say it enough and think it enough,
like
Wrexham will have it
Noel
wrapped
Edmonds
up.
Used to do cosmic ordering.
Exactly.
Is that what you're doing?
Noel Edmonds in his box, wasn't he? He had a special box.
Open the box and it says Wrexham.
Wrexham.
They should do that. In many ways, that is how I think the National League is decided most years.
Yeah. What, like a massive game of Deal or No Deal?
In 1 year, just don't play the games.
That's
just
fantastic,
just
isn't
last
it?
Game of the season, Adam Summerton. Summerton. Opening just 22 boxes. Is it 22? 24 boxes.
Well, yeah, it's 24 boxes.
24 boxes. Just
and then he rips it off.
And who's in last place? York City.
York City.
Be a great way to do it, wouldn't it? We wouldn't have to go through any of the fuss.
No. It renders the whole season completely pointless, doesn't it?
In fact, beginning of next season, that is how we will predict the league.
Okay. I'll get 24. I'll order 24
boxes. We've got our league predictions, John.
Yeah, we'll do that at the end. Yeah,
it's good to do that. We've got time this week.
Yeovil 0, Dorking 1, which is a huge win for Dorking. Awful result for Yeovil. That, I think, was pretty much that for Yeovil. Great win on the road for Dorking.
I think
and
so, unless they have a miraculous recovery and they find some team spirit from somewhere.
They're still
and
4 points behind us, so I think it's
a long way for them back, isn't it? Long way back for them.
And
could they go down on Saturday, John?
Because we could get to 46 and Aldershot could get to 48 and they'd have three games. No, they couldn't go down.
Okay.
No, they could still technically do it.
Sure, okay.
And York 0, Halifax 3 was the other result from Saturday. Monday, sorry.
Well, good to see York letting in some goals. That's what we want.
And then a random game on Wednesday, Eastleigh 2, Gateshead 5. Gateshead just unstoppable. Eastleigh just chucking it away.
Absolutely safe.
Mad.
What a league.
What a league.
Not as good as when it's going to be predicted by Noel Edmonds and his cosmic ordering.
His cosmic ordering.
Of the Vanarama.
I think it's a great idea.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll contact Noel, see if he's up for
it. See if he wants to do it. Is that the news, John?
That's it.
This is the National Obsession.
The National Obsession.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
The National Obsession.
Hello there, Roger O'Brien.
Hello, Roger O'Brien.
Hello there. Good to see you in Maidenhead here.
Coming all the way to Maidenhead.
All the way up here. What did you do? Just get on the train and
I could get on the train and I didn't have to.
Tour.
Straight on the train, straight off the train.
Did you get on Torquay to Newtownabbot?
I just got on at Tor.
Yeah.
I had to change at bloody Bristol Parkway.
Oh, bloody hell.
I'm ready.
Bloody hell.
Bloody hell.
Johnson. He's in Bristol, isn't he? Bloody Gary Johnson.
Bloody Johnson.
Anyway, here we are at Maidenhead.
Well, I thought we'd better come because I just looked at the team sheet this morning.
Yep.
Bloody Robin Stubbs is back.
He's back.
Stubbs is back. So I saw that. And Sammy Collins
bloody
as well.
Hell.
Stubbs
the
and Collins.
Bloody
they're both
hell.
Back.
They're back. They've listened to
we
us.
We got here.
All the shouting at Gary has paid off.
Exactly.
Bring back Stubbs and Collins.
Where's Franco Farrell? And I said I bought a program on the way in.
Yeah.
It's Jack Stubbs and Lewis Collins.
Oh, bloody hell.
Bloody hell, Johnson.
Bloody
hell.
You bastard, Johnson.
200 quid those train tickets cost because I thought bloody Robin Stubbs was back.
False advertising.
I just went first class because I thought, well, Sammy Collins is worth it. Bloody Lewis Collins!
Bloody hell!
Who?
May as well be Lewis Carroll!
Might as well be in Wonderland for what it's worth!
There, Gary in Wonderland, more like! Down through the bloody looking glass here! Come here! Mad Hatter!
Yeah! I went down, he's a bloody Mad Hatter!
Mad Hatter's here in his bloody big teapot, is it? You bastard, Johnson!
So he's come up all the way, he's spent 300 quid return ticket, first class.
The bloody
Stubbs and Collins is not even them.
Bloody
next
hell.
You'll be telling me Franco Fowl's not even the manager anymore.
Stop the manager, is bloody hell.
Where's Don Mills?
The National Obsession.
And now it's time for the next thrilling instalment of Agent Alan Devonshire.
Send him in, Sandra. Devonshire, step in.
All right,
step
me old. Hello, mate. All right,
thank you, Sandra.
Me old China.
Now,
thank you, Sandra. What a treacle she is.
Devonshire, you can first drop the accent and also the casual misogyny as well. That's enough of that.
Thank goodness for that.
It's 2023, for goodness sakes,
dear me.
Man.
Can I take this hat off as well? I feel like all right, Burke.
You can take the hat off, but I must say, I saw you on Monday and it looked very fetching.
Well, I got a bit hot on Monday. I knew I had a big...
But has it protected the top of your head from
burning? Well, it was windy.
Burning?
It nearly blew off about four times.
But you didn't get burnt on the top of that bald head of yours.
Nope.
So
nope.
There's always that. Anyway, Devonshire, enough small talk.
Yes.
It's good to have you back for a debrief.
Yeah.
After you successfully completed the final stage of mission Save Torquay.
Another mission complete.
Congratulations.
There we are, as always. Can I get the job yet? I thought I'd have got the job a bit earlier in the season.
You're an exemplary agent, and your work as a sleeper agent.
Can I move
Maidenhead
on from bloody Maidenhead yet?
Well, there's still one final part of the plan, of course, before you can take your rightful place at Torquay United. And that is, of course, to relegate Maidenhead and save Torquay United from relegation.
The Magpie bastards.
You've done all you can
I already took on Ashley Nathaniel George from them. I took him.
But it was an ultimate double bluff, wasn't it?
Absolute double bluff. Didn't get a sniff, did he, on Monday? Not a sniff. I filled him with Easter eggs. I bought him 100 Easter eggs and I made him eat the lot in front of me.
And I don't know what you said to that goalkeeper, but he was absolutely perfect for the part.
You mean Jim Babbicombe? That's his name.
Jim Babbicombe,
he's the owner of Babbicombe Theatre and the Babbicombe Cliff Railway. Well, his dad is.
And the Model Village as well,
and bygones.
And bygones.
But
good God.
Let bygones speak bygones.
The man must be absolutely rolling in it.
He is absolute, but and so he didn't need the money to throw the game like he did. I said he just did it for the pride of Devonshire. Just like myself.
It brings a tear to the eye,
Devonshire. It really does. I absolutely love Devonshire. And I cannot wait to be able to look after the team, as you have promised at
as
some
we
point
promised all
in
along.
My career.
Obviously, you are 6 points ahead of Torquay United. So the mission now is to not win a single at a game this season. Are
I
you
can
up
do
to
that.
The task,
I can
Devonshire?
Do that. I can make us not win a game. We won't win one more game. Just promise me you'll get to the 50 required points.
We'll keep up our side of the bargain, Devonshire, but you must lose to Oldham, Barnet and Gateshead. Can you do it?
Not a problem. Can I put my hat back on?
Get your hat back on.
Got very self-conscious about my bald head since you mentioned it.
Get yourself back up to, what was the ground called again? I can't remember.
Wherever it is.
The shithole. Get yourself back down to the shithole.
Okay.
And get those players demotivated for Saturday.
Shouldn't worry, you can't remember the name of it, seeing as you've only been doing a podcast about that for 5 years.
I genuinely cannot think what it's called. Has anybody got any idea? Someone must know.
Something Road, isn't it? Victoria Park, Victoria
Alan,
Road.
Alan, why don't you know?
No? I don't know that.
The
I don't
referee
know
was Wayne Cartmell, but that's no use to
Wayne,
us at all.
Little Wayne.
He was superb.
Little Wayne.
Little Wayne. We must.
Oh my God!
Before we finish,
old Cartmel.
Before we finish the bit, we must find the name.
Yeah,
name
wish we knew
ground.
The name of it.
We should know. Of course, it was called York Road.
York Road.
There
Victoria
go.
Road. York Road. Of course, there we are. Right,
get
I'm off
back
there.
Down to right. York Road.
All right, my darling. Thanks very much. Could you call me a taxi, please, darling? That short skirt.
Don't talk to Sandra like that.
That short skirt suits you, sweetheart.
Sandra, he's playing a part.
The National Obsession.
You're listening to The National Obsession, and it's time for Letters from a Listener.
Will you go? Will you send back a letter from a listener?
Any letters, John?
Yes.
Yes, there are. That's always nice, isn't it?
Just the one, actually.
Oh,
this
okay, lovely.
To get to Charlie Hewings.
Charlie.
Who is a FOF 46, includes
nice
on
you,
the
Charlie.
Letter, which we always ask for. And Charlie was, of course, at Ashton Gate. Look at my dad's training
top.
Oh, yes,
of course, yeah.
And a great training top.
Great
on.
Training top. Lovely. Yeah, well done, Charlie. What has Charlie got to say for himself?
He says, on the ice, gents.
On
really
the ice,
enjoy
Charlie.
The fantastic weekend watching the mighty yellows breeze past Eastleigh and overusing the Easter jokes. Hallelujah. Acer Hall has risen at the near post.
Ah,
he did.
Lovely.
But he has risen.
Well, he has risen.
And
what, a ball into the
home.
Box, John?
Get it in the box!
A ball into the box, you mean, and someone headed it in? Imagine that in the National League. Get it in the bloody box!
I was sat behind one of our FOFs, Simon Bittlestone.
Oh.
And it was one of Simon's children who recorded Get It In The Box, McGavin,
lovely.
For us. And we were treated to a rendition of Get It In The Box.
Bittlestone sounds like it's got a lovely little pub.
Aren't you touring there? Isn't the Bittlestone Arts Centre?
Is that where I am?
I think you are, yeah.
Done that before,
I think we probably are.
Okay.
I don't know if we did that before or not. It feels
maybe.
Like the sort of thing we might have done.
I am coming to Salford if anyone wants to buy tickets for there. There's quite a few tickets there.
The Lowry.
The Lowry in Salford on a Sunday night. Should be fun. Okay, and the season will be over by then.
Well, speaking
will it
of
be?
Your...
No, it won't be. Will it?
When
yes, it will
it?
Be. It will be over by then. Season will be over by then.
Well, speaking of your tour dates, actually, yes. I haven't actually finished Charlie's
right,
email
oh, yeah.
yet, but we'll get to that.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to Mahuntleth. To the Mahuntless Comedy
yes,
Festival,
we are,
aren't
yes.
we? The weekend of the Wrexham game.
Yes.
And you've reliably told me there's absolutely no signal
you're
in Mahuntless.
There, you're getting there a day before me.
Yeah.
And there is zero. You are like in a dip. You're like you think, oh, I'll get some signal somewhere. There is no. You won't know the score. You'll be waiting for me to turn up with the score.
The next day.
Like on horseback. We're safe, sir. We're safe. I bring news.
That's fantastic. I don't know if I'm looking. I don't know if I like that or not. I don't think I do.
And Humphrey Kerr will be there as well.
So he's. Oh yes, of course he's going to.
He's going to go from Torquay
to Mahuntleth.
Bringing news. I bring news, sire. Yes,
I'm going to have to
nice.
Go to an internet cafe or something.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
A library. Anyway, Charlie says, unfortunately, couldn't make it to Maidenhead, but a big shout out to the Yellow Army who made the trip. Love the pod, Charlie Hewings.
Charlie, we love you.
We
on
do.
The eyes to you. Thank
we
you
love
so
you,
much.
Charlie.
Lovely to see some FOFs on Monday. How do people send us a letter, John?
They go to nationalobsession@gmail.com or they tweet us on @natobspod.
That's nice, isn't it?
And yeah.
That was it. You were going to bring up something about my tour dates, unless we wanted to move away.
No, that was it. That was it. I'm the Huntlev. That's what
you wanted to bring up.
That's what reminded me. Yeah.
Salford.
Yep.
Birmingham's got about 40 tickets left, about 110 coming to that. That'll be a laugh. That's the last one at the moment.
Walton?
Walton sold out, John. Borden sold out.
Don't even think about
it. Don't even turn up.
Don't even think about it. But there might be more
dates.
There
might be more dates in the autumn. We're still working on it. What a lovely podcast, John.
Come on, you yellows. York City, we're doing it.
Not worse, not better, just different. Come on, you yellows. We might be safe this time next week. Yellow army. Yellow army. Gary Johnson's Yellow Army.
Come on, boys.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.